right. Good evening, good morning, and good day to y'all. Welcome to episode 210. I look at that. I now know what the episode number is. Things are getting professional over here. And by over here, I mean in my hotel room, because I am what? I'm in the bubble, y'all. It's the beginning of the bubble. In Dubai here at the Desert Classic. We'll talk a lot about that in a little bit, but first just wanted to really kick things off and say thank you. A really big thank you. Episode 210. That's something to be thankful for. Thank you for that, right? Thank you for listening. You know, I think maybe you haven't gone back all of the way. Maybe there's missing pieces of the puzzle there. I barely remember everything we've talked about over the last 200 plus episodes, but I know when the podcast started, it was merely an experiment, and to think that it's coming up on 3 years is like really? Did we miss something? There must have been a mistake in the tabulations, because I still feel like I don't know what I'm doing. But I'm enjoying it, and mostly I'm enjoying that you're enjoying it. It's not a tree falling in the woods situation, right? It's really meaningful, you know. And last week's podcast was very important to me. And I'm grateful that it was very important to you. That response, as we discussed a difficult part of the golf industry, which has many facets and many angles and many interpretations and many truths, simply put, is difficult to talk about. And I really appreciate the response. I really appreciate, further inspiring me and solidifying my resolve to do what I'm doing and to really focus on, my truth, right? I've been really thinking a lot about truth this last week, and truth is something that is, I heard a quote recently, truth is like a lion. You don't need to defend it. It takes care of itself. And I think what happens there for all of us is to just to get real philosophical for just, a minute, is that when we find our truth, whatever that is, right? Whatever our truth is, whether it's with regards to, I guess things of a personal nature, right? How you feel about something, what you want, what you don't want, what you will accept. A lot of it comes down to manifestation, but some of it is just about the world that we live in and how we are either willing to let things happen or whatever that is. And once you, I think, acquire that level of clarity around truth, at least for me, I've noticed that just, it's like, cool, whatever. That's it. That's the end of the road for me. And so, hey, we can talk about it or not. I'm just going to talk from a place of truth. I'm not going to try to convince anybody or anything like that, or nobody else is necessarily wrong, or, I just, this is me, this is my truth. And so it was really a powerful feeling to do that and to hear it back from those of you that took the time to write a message back. I appreciate it. I read them all. I feel bad that I don't get a chance to respond to them all. I do. I know that, if you are an OG, listener of the pod in the beginning, I did respond to every DM. But now, yeah, I would like to. But the flights are only so long these days. So I just want to start off with a thank you for that, because we're in this together, and that's going to be for the rest of my life, the light of my life, really the most important thing, right? As I think more and more about community and what community means, common community, right? Like community, what really community means, I was actually, I had a great day today. But me and Keffer and Simon flew out. You know, Simon's our director of photography and Keffer is our producer. We all kind of work together. We all just shovel shit whenever we got to. But, you know, so we all flew out and, you know, this is a European tour event. So I don't know too many facilitators within the event. I know a handful of the players. First time we walk in the lobby, first person we see, Colin Morikawa. Next person, Brandon Stone. And I'm like, yo, the gang's back together. So that was a cool feeling. I hadn't seen Colin since, gosh, I guess it had been a year. So, you know, he had gone on to win a major. Whoa. And we did this Ace Cam episode on YouTube, which was great. And Brandon Stone, we played in the Pro-Am at the Scottish Open at the Renaissance, you know, the year after he won that tournament. So that was super cool. You know, all these golfers are staying healthy and staying active and staying positive. So anyway, me, Keffer, and Simon hooked up with one of my friends, Iona Steven, who works for Golf TV. And she was like, you know, I really want to go on a bike ride. And we had already like gotten up at 6:30 a.m., like just before sunrise, to go on a morning run and a swim. We went on like a sunrise swim in the Persian Gulf. Also, I realized not really colloquially known in the area here as the Persian Gulf. It's called the Arabian Gulf here. So choose your poison. Either way, it tastes the same. It's still salt water. My truth is, it was a great swim. And I really enjoyed it. And I know that people call things by different names. I'm, you know, anyway. So we went for this bike ride. And 30-mile bike ride, which I think was a little bit more than any of us were expecting. Had a great time of it. Simon, obviously, is a mega cyclist. And so is Iona. And I used to be really into cycling. I used to, like, ride competitively in my late teens. Anyway, on the bike ride, Iona was telling me at one point about how there's these things called like blue dots or like blue streaks or something. And it's basically these parts of the world where people live longer than anywhere else. And one of the commonalities they've found is community and a sense of connection, deep connection. And, you know, golf is such a great opportunity for that. It really is. And my real wish here is that Random Golf Club can put that at the forefront of the discussion. It can really create that. I'm hoping that it does that. That's the mission anyway. So check in with me around episode 260 or so in a year and let me know if it has done that for you. 2022. Wow. Where will we be then? The interesting things going on this week for us, we're going to play in the Pro-Am with Graham McDowell, which will be awesome. Very excited for that. And we're going to do Mr. Hatton, who just won in Abu Dhabi. We're also going to do a podcast with him. And Lee Westwood and my buddy Brandon Stone. So we got a little packed little week here. Everyone's excited. Everyone's chilling here in the hotel inside the bubble. I'm really curious to see what bubble life is like. I will report back to you. I'm very tired. Like I said, we had a big first day. First day, main thing is you just gotta kick the jet lag. You gotta work very hard. You gotta hit it, and you gotta just stay. You gotta get up early, and you gotta stay up late, no matter how tired you are. All right, folks. One little ad read here from Stamps. Let's face it, taking a trip to the post office is insane. Don't do it. That's why I recommend mailing and shipping online at stamps.com. It allows you to mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. And if you have a computer, you can send letters, ship packages, and pay a lot less with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and Mo. Stamps.com has saved business is thousands of hours of times and money. Of tons of money and tons of money. Stamps.com, you get the services of the post office and the UPS all in one place. And so anyway, you're going to go to stamps.com to get 62% off UPS and 40% off the post office. Not to mention stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. So you just go to stamps.com. Stop wasting time. going to the post office and go to stamps.com instead. Super easy, folks. How painless was that? Stamps.com. Okay. So we're hitting up the questions here. Caden says, how into F1 are you? My guy, I am so into F1. I when the season was over this year, I was like, what do I do on Sundays when I wake up? I have nothing TiVo'd. I don't know what to do. You know, it's a very easy sport to follow, right? You've got 20 drivers. It's one day, and there's like drama in between because they're playing against each other. You know, whereas in golf, they're kind of playing against the course. And I mean, the tournaments just take way too long. It makes no sense that a golf tournament takes 4 days. Doesn't make any sense. And I don't know. I mean, clearly it works because they're still doing it. If it wasn't working, they would change it. But yeah, I find F1 like obviously super exciting. What kind of golfer, Tyler asked, what kind of golfer do you enjoy playing around with? What types of attributes, characteristics, vice versa? The main thing on the golf course is just sort of light and bright. You know what I mean? Like just like easy breezy. Like, you know, it's just like not too much of anything. Not too serious about the golf. Not too not serious about the golf. Not like too silent. Not too loud. Not asking too many questions. Not like trying to get anything done. Just like laid back. It's the biggest thing would be like relaxed. If there's a relaxed feeling there, if there's a relaxed energy that you're in the presence of, and you know what I'm talking about, like if you've been around someone who's genuinely relaxed, that's a really good feeling. You know, it's that's kind of what it comes down to. Ever played night golf under stadium lighting? A Choi, I have actually in Dubai. 5 years ago, we came out here to do the OOT. I sound like Canadian for a second. We came out here to film for the first season of Adventures in Golf. And we played night golf at Emirates Golf Club, where they have a night golf course, and we changed a light bulb. In doing so, we broke a light bulb, which I think was like hundreds of dollars. And I was not liable, luckily. I was very stressed about that. It was like 24 hours in Dubai. And then we also played night golf in Thailand, which was an awesome time. And that was kind of unplanned. That was really fun. Fescue and Dunes. Moral dilemma for players traveling and playing in current climate. You know what? Good question. I thought about it today. I'm like getting this PCR test. You know, I came here as a guest of the tournament, primarily to create content with players. You know, normally I would have been at the Waste Management. They have been a supporter of Random Golf Club for years. And so normally I would be there this week or maybe kind of next week, but, you know, conflicting. And, you know, Dubai reached out, the Desert Classic reached out, and, you know, I sort of thought about it and I was like, I don't know, you know. But, you know, I've always been very cautious. I've been very safe. I have not had COVID this entire year. We have had to travel to do our job. And, you know, every time we do it very safely. We all, you know, we are responsible individuals, which is nice. But yeah, I thought about it and I was like getting this test to enter the bubble this afternoon. And it's just like, it's like 1,000 people are getting tested. And I'm kind of, part of me was like, why? Like, why are we doing this? Like, you know, and it's kind of like in the NBA, they have a couple arenas. Whereas in golf, it's like, why are they still traveling? Like, why don't they just play the same course every week? I don't know, man. Like, I don't have the questions. I don't have the answers to these. I have the questions. I don't have the answers, though. You know, and I will say, one of the questions we're going to get to in a little bit is like, how has golf changed in the last 5 years? Has it gotten any better? And look, I don't know. I don't know. Because golf is something that just lives in each and every one of our minds. But I do know that I've changed. And some questions I can answer, but not all of them. So I'm working on that. Hello from Finland. Putanakska said, I'm really interested in how golfers eat at the course and through competitions. You know what? So am I. We should make a video on that. Maybe we'll just go down the driving range and be like, what's your go-to snack. That's a great call. I'm going to do that. Thank you. Thank you from Finland. What are some go-to items for you on the road that might be unique or ordinary? AGBLX. I bring a Bluetooth speaker. I have not been on the road for a while, mate. I bring a Bluetooth speaker. And then basically I'm going to bring some comfy clothes for the hotel room just in case. Bring some sweats or some PJs. Not too much else. I'm not too picky. Will there ever be an RGC tournament? Turco816 asks, not that I am any good, but I love the game. Respect. I love that. We've talked about it. We've considered it. I mean, you know, we've always tried to kind of keep RGC non-competitive, but I think that there could be a way to make it work in a sphere that's not too competitive, that's still really fun. So yes, we are working on that, trying to figure that out. SM Crew 1, long flight distractions besides watching a movie, reading a book. Yo, whenever I pretty much pass out. If I'm on a long flight, I just go to sleep the whole time. I don't know why. And if I don't go to sleep, it's usually because I'm excited and then I'm usually writing things or taking notes or thinking. I watched a little bit of Hobbs and Shaw, but again, just passed out. There's something about the hum of the motors, compressed air. I don't know. It's like being swaddled. I love it. Funny enough, Max says, thoughts on golf in Turkey. We were considering going there on the way home. I've never played there. I've only laid over once. Kyle Fisher, how do you... great question, Kyle. I think it just comes down to being authentic. I'm going to leave it at that. Just be yourself and be confident. Is it too soon to have Tiger Woods just be on the podcast? Jay Baber. You know, I would love that. That would be so awesome. Okay. So next question from Jonas Mormon. When will membership be available? Great question. I was just talking about that with the team before we left. Membership's coming very soon. So we were kind of toying with a couple different ways of creating a membership opportunity for Random Golf Club. And what we've decided is we have this great member kit. I shouldn't probably say this. I'm kind of spilling the beans here. I guess the podcast is the true behind the scenes. Anyway, not long. And it will in some light way coincide with the app. So not long now. Stay tuned. Membership we're very excited about. I don't wear a glove when I golf. Talk. Connor, respect to you, man. You know, play your own, truth. Find your truth. You know, you don't want to wear a glove? Don't wear a glove. Hey, you're going to save a lot of money. There's no science that wearing a glove is better. It's people started wearing gloves, you know? Good for you. I have been to the Villages. That's funny. A. Fraser, something centered around the Villages, Florida. Tons of courses, fanatics, and stories. You know, I would love to go back. I did some filming there, and it's in, I think, season one or two of Adventures in Golf. Cartboard versus golf cart. Golf cart versus golf board. And we filmed in the Villages. You can see that if you want. Everyday Drew, thankful you continue to have meaningful conversation about diversity and inclusion. Thank you, Drew. Thank you for supporting RGC. What's your mobile equipment setup for the pod? It's always the same. I use a Zoom and an SM58. Pretty basic stuff. Who's someone you've always wanted to chat with that has eluded you? I know McConaughey is really into golf. I'd love to talk to him. Obama loves to golf. It'd be great. Any like mega worldly person that finds peace on the golf course, I would love to just dive into a 2-hour podcast with. But, you know, we're going to have to wait for those. We got to keep ratcheting up our business here, just keep chipping away. And we'll get those interviews, but it's not just doesn't just show up. Have have you ever asked a tour pro if they are aware of their betting matchups while playing? No, I have not. That's interesting. I have never thought of that. Siren 242, what did you think of the Tiger doc? Haven't seen it yet. Obviously, it's gotten a lot of both mixed and negative reviews. I guess now would be a good time to see it while I'm in quarantine over here in the bubble. Okay, we've got a couple more. Here we go. How badly do you miss three putting at Rustic? deeply miss Rustic. What a beauty. You don't realize sometimes what a gem is until you can't play it anymore. Started watching your vids a couple months ago. Love the content. Stay safe. Thanks, Christian. I appreciate it. Just put an Ace Cam patch on the new Jones bag. Way to support the fam, Borman. Appreciate it. When are you playing Stenson's course in Stockholm? I'm a member. Oh, man. I'm definitely looking forward to that one. We were going to go for the opening, but I can't remember why. I think there was a conflict of timing or something. I don't really remember. Derek Furch says, why'd you blast JT then travel to and give free publicity to a country with awful LGBTQ laws? I appreciate the question, and it's not the only time that came up. And, you know, it's one of these things where it's nuanced and it's complicated. And my truth is that there are some things I can change, and there are some things I cannot. There are some things I can work to change. And I think I'm not going to change an entire country's systems. And I'm still going to travel the world. I'm going to go wherever because I am a student of the world and I will travel. In the same way that, sometimes travel is what they call type 2 fun, which is similar to like, you know, hiking or like ice climbing or something. It's like not like fun, haha. It's not pleasurable. It's not like an enjoyable experience sometimes. Sometimes it's more difficult when you're really traveling. And sometimes it's more challenging. Like you're like, I don't know if I agree with that. You know what I mean? Like I went to India, my first trip to India. I remember they opened up the door to the plane and I smelled something I'd never smelled before. And it was burning plastic and rubber because they burn everything there. You know, that's how they get rid of things. And it was a very challenging trip, you know. And I remember leaving and thinking, I'm never coming back here. And then I was home for a week and I just missed it. I was lost. I wanted to go back immediately. And I've since been back and then I've gone to Nepal twice. So that's one of my perspectives on travel. And then to go put a pin in this conversation is, it felt like from what I was seeing, the golf world itself was not sticking up for what could have been all too easily rolled off into a phrase that people just say on the golf course and they think that that's okay. And look, you know, my takeaway from the whole experience is that most of the problem is first of all, I don't have a problem with Justin Thomas. I think he's a great example of a human. I think he made a mistake. And I think what I was noticing had anything to do with Justin Thomas. It had a little bit to do with the powers that be, meaning the PGA Tour and how they dealt with it. But mostly it really had to do with the community of online commenters, anonymous, faceless beings that just sort of say things that they would never really say in the real world. And I talked about this a little bit on the podcast last week. And my goal with stating my opinion on the matter was to, basically say that that's not okay. And look, of course the things that are happening in other countries are not okay with me, right? Of course not. But on some level, like if I start to knock out countries that are doing things that I don't agree with, well, you know, on some level I would have had to have left America. You know what I mean? Like, there were a lot of things in America that I'm not okay with, you know? But I'm also proud to be an American, even though it's sometimes broken. And I think it just comes down to, you know, I've never described myself as an activist. I said that in the pod last week. I was kind of surprised to see my reaction, to be honest with you. But I think it just comes down to the serenity prayer. God, grant me the courage to change the things that I can, the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, and the wisdom to know the difference. And look, you might hear that and be like, you're a jerk, Eric. You're not, I don't like you. And you know what? That's okay. I'm okay with that, you know? But you might hear that and you might hear some truth. And that's great. Now we can move on. I'm going to jump into an ad. How about that? All right, folks. So speaking of mental turmoil and problems, BetterHelp is here to help you out in a better way. So listen, if there's something interfering with your happiness, preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp's going to help you assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. You know, and this is great for obviously the now times, because you can really get exactly what you need when you need it without really needing to leave the house. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online with a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. So there you go. You're upgrading. So anyway, BetterHelp wants to help you start living a happier life today, and they're committed to this with therapeutic matches. So it's easy, affordable, and you're going to check it out at betterhelp.com/Anders. That's Better H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. BetterHelp.com/ANDERS. Check it out. You get 10% off because this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. I love that. I love that we have therapy ads. Just so crazy. Yeah. So, I mean, what else? What else? I got a couple more questions here that I can dig into. Snoop Ginger says, would golf still be addicting if you were a scratch golfer since the first time you ever played? Absolutely not. The greatest part about golf is that we're all terrible at it and we find these glimpses of goodness. Not greatness, just goodness. And that's what's really exciting. You know, any hack can hit a shot that a pro would take. It's possible. But if we were just good, I think that struggle of getting, a scratch golfer is a very good golfer. That most golfers are not scratch. So clearly we, the people, you know, are satisfied with our terrible games. And that's kind of the interesting take, on the game there. Sue Gal, any new merch on the way soon? Yes. We have some really cool stuff coming. We've got some shoes. They are a comfy golf shoe. They are coming out in the coming months, so stay tuned on that. They're very comfortable. Got a lot of putter head covers, some new designs, and some driver and three wood head covers. Really excited about those. So pretty excited for those to hit the streets. If you could play golf with one historical figure, who would it be? Ooh, that's a good question. No one's ever asked me that question. If you could play golf with one historical figure, who would it be? Man, that's a tough one. I mean, you can go all the way back. That's the thing, is you can go deep. One historical figure. I mean, I guess the question is, do they needed to have played golf? Because if they don't need to have played golf, then it could just be anybody. But maybe they should have played golf. I mean, I guess old Tom would be pretty nasty. Like, just go back and just be like, imagine just like, imagine, like, I don't know how this round, quote unquote, with any historical figure is going to go, but like, I'm assuming I get into some type of time machine and then I like go back, play like a quick little 12 with old Tom. And then like you just, and then like what? I just like teleport back to wherever. Like I'm like back home in Austin and I'm like, yo, the craziest thing just happened. You're not going to believe this. My buddy's like, what? What, are you okay? You look like you saw a ghost, he would say. I'd be like, yeah, I just played golf with a ghost. What, like an old guy? No, I like went back in time and I played with old Tom Morris. What'd he say? I'm like, dude, he said hit it straight. He said nice par. Oh my God, that would be fun. Oh man. I think my food's going to be here soon. I ordered some like hummus. And so the food's like okay at this hotel. But apparently all the tour players were saying, what you got to do is find, there's like a delivery app and they're allowing you to get delivery. So you order the delivery, you go downstairs and you get the food. And, I don't know, it's regular life over here really. Except completely different. And you can go for a walk. You can go for a walk for an hour alone. That's what you can do. So we'll get up in the morning, go to the golf course, scout out some locations, get ready for our big three interview. We've got a good little series of videos that we're going to produce and get ready to put out for you. We've had kind of a moment where we were so focused on getting things kind of like tidied up in Austin with the new office and moving and, you know, I'm sure you've seen a lot of action there. And so we've been a little bit lagging on videos. So, you know, we came out here primarily to get some great videos with, you know, the best players in the world. So we're really excited for that. And coming here, obviously, big decision, a lot of airtime, a lot of travel. And, you know, so we're pretty... they're knocking on the door now. Anyway, thanks for listening to the podcast and much appreciated. And we'll see you next week.